Are missed 2 months vaccines the strongest warning sign for future MMR refusal? Find out about this and more in today's Peer Direct Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior BP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. A large U.S. cohort study published in JAMA Network Open examined trends in measles, mumps, and rubella vaccination among more than 320,000 children with regular access to care from 2018 through 2025. While most children received their first MMR dose on time, coverage declined after the COVID-19 pandemic. On-time vaccination peaked at nearly 80% in 2021, then dropped to about 77% by 2024. The most important finding was what predicted missed MMR vaccination. Children who were late receiving their 2-month or 4-month routine immunizations were 6 to 7 times more likely to never receive MMR by age 2. In other words, early delays strongly signaled future vaccine gaps. This matters as measles cases in the United States have reached their highest level since elimination in 2000. For clinicians, these findings highlight the value of paying close attention to early vaccine delays. Missed or late 2- and 4-month immunizations may offer an opportunity for earlier outreach, supportive counseling, and closer follow-up. Addressing concerns at these early visits can help reduce the risk of ongoing gaps in MMR vaccination and improve protection against measles and other vaccine-preventable diseases. In our next story, we learn of a long-term cohort study published in JAMA Cardiology that examined how lipoprotein A levels relate to cardiovascular risk in women over a 30-year follow-up. Researchers analyzed data from more than 27,000 initially healthy women and found that very high lipoprotein A levels were associated with substantially higher risks for major cardiovascular events, including coronary artery disease, stroke, and cardiovascular death. Women with extremely elevated lipoprotein A had a 54% to 74% higher relative risk compared to those with low levels, translating to about a 10% higher absolute risk over 3 decades. Risk increased notably once lipoprotein A reached 30 milligrams per deciliter and continued to rise at higher thresholds. Because lipoprotein A levels are largely genetically determined and remain stable across the lifespan, a single measurement can provide durable risk information. These findings support targeted lipoprotein A screening to help identify women who may benefit from earlier or more aggressive cardiovascular risk management. And finally, a national study published in JAMA examined prescribing patterns of brain-altering medications among older adults with dementia in the United States. Using Medicare data from 2013 to 2021, researchers found that about 1 in 4 patients with dementia were prescribed central nervous system active drugs, including benzodiazepines, antipsychotics, barbiturates, certain antidepressants, and sleep medications. Although overall use of some of these medications has declined over time, many prescriptions lacked a clearly documented clinical indication. Patients with cognitive impairment were more likely than those with normal cognition to receive these drugs, despite known risks such as falls, confusion, and hospitalization. Antipsychotic prescribing increased during the study period, while benzodiazepine and sleep medication use declined. These findings suggest there may be opportunities to further improve medication safety for older adults with dementia through careful review of indications, consideration of non-pharmacologic approaches, and ongoing efforts to reduce potentially inappropriate prescribing. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us this episode of Peer Direct Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at peerdirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review in your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@peerdirect.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing, Medical News Roundup, and just ask, "What's my Flash Briefing?" Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for the episode where we'll cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.